For those of you stuck on a plane at some point this week, you might have asked yourself one of the most pressing questions of our era. Why are these seats so small? And look, it's not your imagination. American Airlines, for example, announced this fall that it's adding as many as 12 more seats to their planes with one aisle, a move that could generate $500 million more dollars in revenue in the next 4 years. For more, we're joined by Seth Kaplan, managing partner of Airline Weekly. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Peter.
These airline seats, they are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. What's going on?
They are. Look, airlines can do the math. They know that if they can put more seats onto the same airplane, their costs are kind of the same to a large degree, no matter how many seats they have. They're paying the same two pilots, a lot of the same airport costs and so forth, but they get to divide those costs among more seats. So they like putting more seats onto airplanes. The good news for passengers is that some of the room that they're taking away isn't from us in the form of legroom. Airlines realize, hey, they're not making as many hot meals anymore. They don't need that big kitchen in the galley. So some of it, they're just, shrinking the galley and that sort of thing. But no question, there is, on average, less legroom than there used to be.
Well, even a seat that is an inch smaller can make a big difference if you have to sit in that plane for a five-hour flight.
It can. And one thing airlines have done is found some of that room by actually shrinking the seat backs. So the seats aren't as cushiony. Maybe that's not as comfortable in some ways. But, they can take away an inch more or less now without taking that away from the passenger. But some of them have been adding so many seats that even though the seat backs are thinner than they used to be, that does result still in less legroom. And yeah, especially if you're tall, that can make a big difference on a really long trip.
Now, when airlines started taking frills away from passengers, when they took meals away, when you had to start to pay for bags and that sort of thing, it was all because the airlines at the time were trying to figure out how to recover after the recession. But airline profits have been pretty good lately. Why are they still doing this?
Well, they're worried that the good times might not last forever. And by the way, we're talked about legroom. They're taking away elbow room too in some cases, squeezing 10 seats across rather than 9. Ugh. Some airlines on those big planes that you fly to places like Europe and Asia. Profits were down in 2016 compared to 2015. And it looks like they'll be down again this year. And so, look, airlines on one hand say, look, we've reformed the business. It's never going to be as bad as a decade ago when airlines were going bankrupt and laying off lots of workers. But on the other hand, they, from their perspective, feel like they can't take anything for granted. And if they can figure out a way to make a few more dollars on a flight, they're going to do that.
And all of this is happening in coach. The seats are getting smaller, as in business class and first class. It's getting more and more luxurious. You're getting seats that recline into full beds. I mean, what about that? It seems unfair.
Kind of a dichotomy. Although on the other hand, whereas it kind of seemed a few years ago like there was this inexorable race to the bottom. They were just taking away. So on one hand, they've taken away some room. On the other hand, they've actually restored some things in the past few years now that they are making so much money. If you look at Delta, American, and United, they had all taken away, meals on every domestic flight. And they weren't serving free beer and wine and economy on flights to Europe and all that sort of thing. Now, they've put some of that back on. They're all serving some snacks. They're serving that beer and wine again on long-haul flights. The in-flight entertainment on a couple of those airlines anyway, all of it's free again, including the premium meals. So it's kind of more of a mixed picture now than maybe how it looked a couple of years ago, even though very clearly it's never going to be like the good old days with that hot meal on a two-hour flight in economy. That's very clearly gone.
Is there a point when airlines have to stop cramming more people onto planes?
Yeah, and the regulations are already there. There is, for every kind of aircraft, a maximum number of seats that you're allowed to put onto the airplane. So you can't blame people for saying, when's it going to end? But the answer is that on a few airlines, at least, it can't go any further because they're not allowed to. So when you think about those what are called ultra-low-cost airlines like Spirit, Frontier, and Allegiant, all of those airlines are already just about at the maximum number of seats that you're allowed to put on an airplane in America. It has to do, by the way, not with legroom per se, but with how fast you can evacuate an airplane. Mm. It has to do with those emergency exits and how many people you can get off. And because they're already at that limit, those airlines at least can't add any more seats.
Okay, let's switch gears for just a minute. You cover the entire airline industry, and obviously if folks are traveling for Thanksgiving, they've got those tickets in the books. But what about later in the year, New Year's, Christmas, that sort of thing? Is there still a way to get a good deal?
The good news is, yeah, that it's sort of a myth that, you know, the farther in advance you buy tickets, the less you pay. The truth is that although, hey, look, if you wait until the very last minute, you're going to pay a lot. The opposite of that is not necessarily true. It's not the very early bird who gets the cheapest airline ticket. On average, between about a month and 2 months before you travel is when fares are the cheapest. And yeah, that tends to be true even with holiday travel. So there are some relatively decent deals out there for late December, early January travel, even though, hey, it's a holiday period. Average fares then are always going to be higher, yeah, regardless of when you buy than other times of the year.
All right. Seth Kaplan, managing partner of Airline Weekly. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Peter.